We are at a period in history that is truly unprecedented, because what we have found is that there are at least two major axes of human development, and these have never been included together, because one of them is only a very recent discovery, whereas the other is at least 50,000 years old. And so once this discovery was made, it was really kind of mind-blowing in a sense, because what both of them do are so important, it is almost impossible to imagine a culture existing without including both of them. And yet, in all of humanity's history, not a single culture has included both of them. Not one. And so this is a major, major breakthrough. And if anything is possible for turning humans into superhumans, it's the combination of these two developmental axes. One we have covered as levels and the multiple lines, developmental lines, going through these developmental levels. Now, this turns out to be the recent discovery, because as we said, these levels are also technically called structures of consciousness. And the first time a structure of consciousness was described and defined was merely 100 years ago. One of America's greatest psychologists, James Mark Baldwin, who was a colleague of William James. And so from the time that he discovered structures, virtually every major Western developmental model has looked at structures and their stages, what we call structure stages. So they've looked, in other words, at the levels of development and the lines going through them. And they've each developed models for those and so on. No Western developmental model has something like enlightenment or awakening. And this, of course, starts to get a little curious, because the supreme awakening, the supreme liberation, the supreme identity of the individual consciousness is known throughout the world, East and West, as the freedom from suffering and pain and terror and turmoil and angst and problem in general, and is held to be the highest, greatest accomplishment that a human can achieve. And this is done largely through the process of meditation or contemplation. And these work with what's called states of consciousness. So if we go back and look at structures of consciousness, those are something that will unfold in a human being, whether the human being tries to make them unfold or not. So they'll start out at infrared, archaic. They'll move to magenta, magic. They'll move to red, magic, mythic. They'll move to amber, mythic. They'll move to orange, rational. They'll move to green, pluralistic. And if they're lucky, they'll make the monumental leap to turquoise, second tier. Most individuals, of course, stop short of that. But the point is, these developmental structure stages are given to humans. And that is the general path that humans will follow when they do what we call grow up. So growing up is moving through the various intelligences to higher and higher and higher, wider and wider and wider, deeper and deeper and deeper levels of awareness and levels of wisdom in their particular intelligence. So that's structures of consciousness and growing up.